Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about high-ticket clients. Now, I remember when I first became a social media manager, I was searching everywhere for high-ticket clients. I was like, how do I find these? These feel elusive. I don't know how I can find people who are willing to pay higher prices. Let's talk a little bit what high-ticket clients really means, because some people assume that this means huge enterprise-level packages and solutions, but this could be something as simple as a five-figure contract over the course of a year or several thousand dollars per month. A high-ticket course, for example, could be $2,000 or $4,000 or $7,000. It could be a coaching program. But before we dive into a little bit more about what I've learned about securing high-ticket clients, I want to tell you guys a story. So a lot of people don't know, I love to fish. I really enjoy fishing. I have done everything from fishing for walleye to sunnies. If you don't know what sunnies are, there's sunfish, which is found in Minnesota lakes. And I have also gone salmon fishing in Alaska. So I really enjoy fishing. It's something, you know, that I guess a bond that I share from childhood with my dad. But I want to share this because whether or not you're someone that fishes, you're going to understand the story behind this. So I want you to imagine that you're fishing for a small fish, a panfish. One example of a panfish here is sunnies. Now, sunnies are really small. So when you're choosing your bait, you're going to want to pick out something really small, like a night crawler or maybe some kind of like really, really tiny minnow, or maybe a little fly. You're going to pick this tiny little bait to attract the panfish because that's what feeds their appetite and identifies to them, hey, this is a worthwhile meal. Now, side note, since last time I've been fishing, I went plant-based, 100% plant-based and vegan technically, but for health reasons. And so I actually don't know if I'm going to continue fishing or not. We'll have to see, because Paul doesn't eat seafood and I obviously am not eating it either, and my kids are not super big fans except for my oldest. But that is completely a digression from where we were talking about. All right, so you want to pick out a bait that fits a minnow. I want you to think of minnows as like the smaller projects with clients, or a smaller client, a client that's maybe paying $300 a month or $500 a month. They're kind of like sunfish. But if you want to catch a big old, let's just say a shark, why not? If you want to catch a shark, you need to use bigger bait. You can't catch a shark with an earthworm or a night crawler or anything like that. And this was such an important lesson for me. High ticket clients are like sharks. Somebody made such a good point also, it could be like a muskie or a huge fish, right? I've actually never fished for anything huge because it kind of intimidates me a little bit. But a shark is going to see a little worm wiggling in the water and it's not going to think anything of it. But a shark might see a big old fish and say, you know what, that looks like exactly what I need. The same thing is true with your marketing when you're trying to secure high ticket clients. And one of the best things that you can do is look at the bait that you're using to attract high ticket clients and say, is this something that's going to bring them in? For example, with case studies, is this something that would say to a shark, a big client, a big company, hey, we can actually get you results that move the needle? When you look at the type of content that you put out, is this something that's going to attract a DIY small startup, or is this going to attract a big venture capital backed business? So you take a look at your bait, and that is going to truly determine whether or not your high ticket client attraction is going to work or not. Now, the other big thing that I want you to keep in mind, everyone's so obsessed with basically, everyone is so obsessed with automation. And I think automation is awesome. The ability to do something once and not have to do it a ton of times over and over and over again. However, when it comes to big ticket clients, these high ticket clients, you want to have a conversion mechanism that works because it's more expensive to attract high ticket clients and it takes more work. Just like when you're trying to reel in a muskie or a shark, it's a ton of work, or halibut for that matter. I watched my friends reel up halibut and it's very intimidating. No, thank you. I want you to think, okay, how do I make sure that I don't lose the one bite I get from a halibut, a muskie, a shark today? And so conversion mechanisms could be anything from a webinar to an application. Very rarely are these high ticket clients going to hire you from just a message conversation or an email nurturing campaign. So I personally like to use the conversion mechanism of a sales call, a one-on-one call directly with the client, whether it's you or the closer that you're working with. You need that conversion mechanism in point because that is more rare. You want to not lose the bites that you get from high ticket clients. The other thing as well is if you're going to spend money to attract these high ticket clients, just remember that it's a different game when it comes to money. So for example, if a client pays you $2,500 per month and they stay on for 3 months, can you honestly spend $1,000 to $2,000 to acquire them for month one? Now that seems a little scary to a lot of people. Could I spend $1,000 or $2,000 to attract a client? I don't know. Ultimately, that is totally up to you. But you have to be ready to spend with the best of them if you're going to be going after high ticket clients. I'm a big fan, though, of using organic marketing on places where there's not really a ceiling in terms of your reach, whether it is, let's say, YouTube, podcast. I also love LinkedIn for securing clients. I do sometimes use Facebook ads, but not a ton because word of mouth works very well for my agency. But then also TikTok is a great place to reach unlimited people if you want to. But then I'm going to take it one step further, and I need to share this because this is oftentimes not shared. In order to attract high ticket clients, you don't need to have a high ticket look, but you have to have a high ticket mindset. You need to truly believe that you're worth it. It's kind of like, anyone know like a guy who is, let's say, maybe not that good looking and he goes out with a girl that's much more good looking than him? If he's on that date feeling sorry for himself or wanting that girl to lift him up, it's not going to be as likely that there's a second date, right? But if he shows up confident and fun and complimentary and awesome and just he shows up like he belongs there, the attractive girl isn't even going to think twice about it. Does that make sense? Sorry if that's like an outdated analogy, but I think it's super important to remember. If you want to secure high ticket clients, you need to show up on the calls like you belong in the conversation with them. And so a lot of mindset work is absolutely essential in order for you to secure high ticket clients. Now, if you need a little extra support in securing high ticket clients and you work directly with clients, you may be ready to start investing in your mindset, the high ticket mindset, by surrounding yourself with a network of people who believe in you and also with some mentorship to help you with the skills that actually are required in order to deliver. So if that sounds like what you need, head to www.clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com, clickforlife.com, and feel free to apply. I look forward to speaking with you directly. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.